A reading from the first letter of St. John. If you consider that God is righteous, you also know that everyone who acts in righteousness is begotten by him. See what love the Father has bestowed on us, that we may be called the children of God. Yet so we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Beloved, we are God's children now. What we shall be has not yet been revealed. We do know that when it is revealed, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Everyone who has this hope based on him makes himself pure, as he is pure. Everyone who commits sin commits lawlessness, for sin is lawlessness. You know that he was revealed to take away sins, and in him there is no sin. No one who remains in him sins, and no one who sins has been in him or knows him. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
All the ends of the earth have seen the saving power of God.
All the ends of the earth have seen the saving power of God.
Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done wondrous deeds. His right arm has won victory for him, his holy arm. All the ends of the earth have seen the saving power of God. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation by our God. Sing joyfully to the Lord, all you lands. Break into song, sing praise.
All the ends of the earth have seen the saving power of God.
Sing praise to the Lord with the harp and the melodious song, with trumpets and the sound of the horn. Sing joyfully before the King, the Lord.
All the ends of the earth have seen the saving power of God.
My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. John the Baptist saw Jesus coming toward him and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world. He is the one of whom I said, 'A man is coming after me who ranks ahead of me, because he existed before me.' I did not know him, but the reason why I came baptizing with water was that he might be known to Israel." John testified further, saying, "I saw the Spirit come down like a dove from the sky and remain upon him. I did not know him, but the one who sent me to baptize with water told me, 'On whomever you see the Spirit come down and remain, he is the one who will baptize you with the Holy Spirit.' Now I have seen and testified that he is the Son of God." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord.
And today we see how Jesus introduced, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world." So we see that Christ Jesus is our Savior, and today we celebrate his most holy name. There's no other name that we are saved. But it's more than just saving us. It's more than just redeeming us and taking away our sins. Again, John says, "Beloved, see what love the Father has for us in letting us be called children of God." And yet, that is what we are. So, again, we can focus, again, think about how many people you know that are good Catholics or Christians, and you say, "Well, I'm just a sinner, I'm just a sinner, I'm just a sinner." No, you are a sinner. Yes, we all know that. We can testify. You can testify to me being a sinner. But the reality is, we're more than sinners. We're beloved children of God. That's what's been revealed. Jesus came to make us children of God. And so today, reflect that you're a sinner. Yeah, we know it, you know it, everybody can attest to it. But be one who witnesses that what the scriptures say that we are children of God. May you know his love today and forever. Amen.